Hi all, it's such a great privilege to be back, and I'm going to share about budgeting 101. We'll be looking at personal testimonies that I've got in terms of budgeting. We'll be looking at how can you use technology to actually facilitate and help you with budgeting, and we'll just look at a few basic things when it comes to budgeting. But first, let's just look a little bit at the biblical principles when it comes to budgeting. So, there are various verses and just references in scripture about budgeting, especially about money. So in the Bible, there's about 800 references about money. There's also a difference between the love of money and about money. So I'll quickly share a short story about just the difference of the two. So if you take a brick, for instance, a brick could be used to build a great home, but it could also be used to throw somebody with a brick. That doesn't mean that the brick itself is bad, but the purpose, the way you use it, could be either bad or good. And the same principles could be applied with money. And I've got two verses personally that touches my heart when it comes to money. The one is Matthew 6 verse 20. And it says, I'll read for you, and it says, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." That verse is the verse that I received, but I also actually spent a lot of time before I went to work, and that is the verse that really stood out to me. And it says a lot about your position, the position of your heart, and where are you actually going to place your faith? Is it going to be in your possessions, in your money, in the things that you can acquire? Or you're going to first seek the Lord, and are you first going to put Him above everything else, and then the rest of the things wouldn't actually matter. The same verse that also applies would be Matthew 6:33, and it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." These two verses really helped me in my first few years when I started to work. I work in the financial sector, and I realized that money is such a big idol in our industry. And if the love of money is going to be more than my love for Jesus, it's going to bring havoc to my family, to my future, to everything. But most importantly, it's going to bring havoc to my relationship with Jesus. And therefore, I've got a small testimony about my first year of work. So I started to work as a trainee in Cape Town, and I only had 15 days of leave. And so my first work week, we were sent out on an audit, and I actually had to work about 70 to 75 hours in my first work week. And so I was very fortunate that I could either decide to take the additional overtime as money, or I could take it as time. And so I realized, well, I've only got 15 days of leave, so I'd rather going to take it as time. And so eventually there was a mission that came up in that June holiday. And so I realized, well, what can I do with this time? And I prayed, and I really believed that the Lord wanted me to go on this mission. So I had this extra time, and I was able to use that extra time to go on a mission. And by doing that, the next week, it doesn't always happen this way, but the next week I was sent on another assignment where I got exactly the same amount of days as leave, or where I worked another few hours of overtime. I could get another six or seven days, which I could use at the end of year to have a nice holiday. There's also a second testimony that also happened, and this was in terms of deciding on, am I going to tithe? Am I going to tithe from the beginning? And when I spend time with the Lord, I just got I realized that I need to put away money before I spend it on myself, on my family, and on all the other things. And I just realized that the first salary I'm getting, my first fruits, it needs to go to the Lord. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to give it to the Lord. And so I looked at my budget, and I did a budget, and I realized, well, this thing is not working out. I've got a deficit. But even with the deficit, I just knew this is something I'm going to give. I'm going to give it to the Lord. And what happened was that we had a little room in our house. We were about four guys that were living in a house, and to also save up rent. And then there was this little small room. And what ended up happening is another game the next week came along. And that guy, he said he's willing to take up that additional room. And it ended up being that my rent went down by exactly the amount that I wanted to tithe, which is just a great testimony of God's goodness and his favor, even when it comes to things like money. And to this day, that person that moved in is a great friend of mine, and he really loves the Lord, and he's also in the finances, and we can keep each other accountable when it comes to the Lord's things, and actually lay up for yourself treasures in heaven and not treasures on earth. The second thing I just wanted to say is, if you look at your budget will tell you where your idol is. It's very important to think about that. Your budget will tell where your idol is. So if we think about our time, you could also say the same about your calendar. Where's your priorities? Your calendar should show where your priorities are. And it's the same with your budget. So if you think about your own budget, take time. Just think about your budget. Look at the different line items on your budget. It shows your priorities. So make your priorities in line with what you actually want as your priorities. It's the same with you when you think about your budget. The last thing is, if you were your own financial manager, if you think about your family and you think you have to appoint somebody as a financial manager, would you fire yourself if you were your own financial manager? Do you think that if you had to pay yourself a salary to do the budget every month, that you could justify that salary, that you could justify the amount of time that you spent, the amount of reporting that you do on your personal budget? Budgeting doesn't take a lot of time. It'll probably take 1 hour, 2 hours a month, where you work about 160 hours a month. It's really a small percentage of your time. But are you actually a good steward when it comes to your finances? Are you a good steward when it comes to your money? So the next slide is just appointing yourself as the financial manager for your family. So when you think about this, you know you need to do a budget. Everybody needs to do a budget. It's the cornerstone, it's the beginning of good financial planning. But a lot of us just neglect it. We start off on the wrong foot. So this is just a little bit of a few work requirements that you might need in order to be your own financial manager. So let's go through it. So the first thing is, you need to be able to document a clear monthly plan. It sounds pretty simple. There's quite a lot of tools out there that can facilitate and help you to do this. The second thing is, you need to be able to copy from a bank statement to a sheet. So if you've got a bank statement, if you can read and you can write, you'll be able to do that. Then you need to add and subtract. That's pretty much maths, maybe grade 1, 2, or 3. You need to be able to compare your actual versus your budget. Actual spending versus budget. It's pretty much also grade 1, 2, or 3. Then you need to be able to report. Report your findings back to your family. You need to analyze it. You need to understand that if I'm overspending on one category, then I need to report, I need to make adjustments, I need to make lifestyle changes, and those things are important. You need to report back. And then the last thing is, you need to set aside about 2 hours a month doing this. Looking at all these work requirements, it's really no excuse that you can't do your own budget. You don't need a financial planner. You don't need somebody else to do your budget. It's really good to be able to do it yourself, to take up that responsibility, to do it yourself, and just get comfortable with it. You're not going to know how to do it if you don't try. So let's talk about budget categories. So a disclaimer, this is not the perfect budget category and the percentages that will be applicable to all families. It really depends on where you are at the moment, maybe the amount of income that you receive, and also where you are in your life cycle. If you're young married, it will look different to a family with 3 kids. So this is just a breakdown of trying to see what are the types of expenses when you look at a budget. So normally you might have heard the term a zero budget. It pretty much means that whatever you get in, it goes out. At the end of the month, whatever you received, it will also be allocated to specific expenses and savings and giving, and pretty much the net sum would be zero. So normally when we look at a budget, we'll say that you look at your net income. So it's your gross income minus the taxes that you already pay. And that is the breakdown that you'll see here. So if you quickly look here, Dave Ramsey, he is a great expert when it comes to personal finances, when it comes to money management, and he also does it based on biblical principles. So I have shared some links for you to also, who are interested, to just have some additional resources and go and look on the website, go to his YouTube channel, and also you can find out a little bit more about Financial Peace University. That is a great course to do when it comes to your personal stewardship of your finances. But this chart, we'll just quickly see, the biggest expense for most people will be your housing. That'll either be rent or paying down a mortgage on your house. That'll equate to about 25%. Then you'll see there's food, which is also a necessity. And then that would be about 10 to 15%, more or less. You'll see there are other utilities that would be some other expenses on your house that you need to pay. Transport could be a portion of it. Maybe you own your own vehicle that needs to be serviced. You need to pay for petrol, or you'd need to pay for public transport. Health could be just basic health, medicine, and some vitamins that you need to have. You can look at insurance. You can look at recreation, personal. And then most important is also giving. So in Dave Ramsey's budget, he gives us a percentage of about 10%. So it is also in line with some biblical principles. But I definitely don't want to say that you should limit yourself to 10%. If your income increases and you can give more, then please, it is amazing to be able to give. And 10% shouldn't limit you to only give 10%. This is a great starting position. It's a great way of just thinking, I want to give and I've got a heart to give and I want to give something. So then 10% is a great starting position, but don't limit yourself to only giving 10%. It is such a great privilege to give more. Then, when it comes to budgeting, there are also great apps and tools that we can use. So, if, for instance, Old Mutual is a really great partner when it comes to budgeting. They've got the 22/7 budgeting app. I think a lot of you might have heard about it. If you haven't heard about it, it's great. It's a great app and you need to check it out. So how it works is you can actually link all your bank accounts and some of your investment accounts and your savings accounts. You can link it onto the app, and the security of the app is good. You give authorization so that it can read those data into the app, and it'll actually extract all your expenses and all your income from your bank statements onto this app. The app is available on your cell phone. It's also available on your laptop. And thereby, it's much easier to allocate all these expenses to the different accounts. It also gives you an option to have a nice budget. You can set up a budget, and then you can compare that budget to your actual expenses based from your bank statement. Then Old Mutual's also got a Money Varsity. And Money Varsity is a great tool that they've implemented where you can read up a little bit more on the different elements of budgeting and personal finance. Old Mutual Rewards is something similar to that, where it just facilitates, it's almost like discovery with Vitality, where you can get additional bonuses or add backs if you do participate in these financial wellness courses. It's great tools to be able to use. There are a numerous amount of other tools that's also possible to be used. And I'm not taking anything away of doing it the old way of taking up a piece of paper, possibly on Excel, and just writing down your budget and doing it on the budget itself. So the last thing I want to touch on is, how can we stick to our budget? So for most of us, and throughout this session, you guys should have realized that budgeting is not a difficult thing to do. It's pretty straightforward. It's minus and subtraction. It's looking at actuals and comparing against your budget. But the biggest problem that we see is we just don't spend and allocate time to do it. And it's very simple. You need to walk in accountability in order to make sure that you are going to do your budget every month. If you're in a marriage, it'll be great that you and your spouse can spend time together. Set aside those 2 hours where you can discuss what is important when it comes to your finances. What are the priorities? what are the things that we really think is important? Because it looks different for different people. But if it is important, it needs to be on your budget. And it needs to also reflect, your budget needs to reflect where your heart is. Like the scripture that I've read is also teach us, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. So it's really important to have accountability when it comes to your budget. Then you need to understand the urgency when it comes to a budget. A budget is the beginning of financial stewardship. You can't think about your savings. You can't think about giving. You can't think about, should I possibly buy a house? If you don't understand, if you don't know if you've got any funds left at the end of the month, it also leads to a great amount of peace that you can experience. If you understand and you know that you have saved up, you've got your emergency savings, you know you've got something that you've set aside that you can give, that you can give away, and it will all be fine within your budget. It's all applicable and it will all be attainable. And then the thing that I realize is, it is a lifestyle change. If you haven't done a budget before, it's a lifestyle change. You need to think about this differently. It will lead to a little bit more sacrifices. You probably, the things that you would have done in the past where you didn't even think about it, like eating out, a lot of those things, you'll need to cut on them. You need to cut back on a lot of the things that in your mind could have been a necessity, but it is actually not a necessity. You don't need it to live, to get by. And a lot of the things, when we actually do sacrifice and we give up those things, we realize that we've got much more to give. We've got much more to invest. We've got much more to spend on things that's really critical and important than on things that we actually just don't consider. The last thing I just want to touch on is, please make use of technology that is available, whereby if it is using a budgeting app like 22/7, or if it is just actually being more informed by listening to podcasts, by going onto YouTube and going onto Dave Ramsey's channel and just listening to some of the discussions that he has with some of his people that call in, or if it is by just reading up and reading a book on finances. It is very important that we educate ourselves when it comes to finances, when it comes to budgeting. And we can really make use of technology to do this. So there's a nice quote by Dave Ramsey that just says, adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. So are we going to be children that just spend our money based on what feels good? Or are we just going to grow up and be responsible and be good stewards of our money and allocate the funds that we've got, the things that the Lord's entrusted on you, and we allocate it to the things that is important, not just important for us, but important for our community and important for God. Thank you very much. It was a great privilege to be able to share a little bit more on budgeting. So I've got a little announcement. After the budgeting workshop, we've got two assignments that we've got for you guys. You can take it as homework, but it is really important that we can make sure that the things that we get taught, that we can actually implement them and use it effectively. So the two assignments that we've got, the one is, please register on 22/7 budgeting app and set up a budget. There will be a lucky draw to determine the winner for everybody that has got a budget set up on 22/7. If you don't have a budget set up on 22/7, or if you maybe feel uncomfortable with the security, then you can also send us a screenshot of your own budget that you have done for the month, and thereby you can also take part in the lucky draw. The second prize would be given if you register on Money Varsity. Money Varsity has got very good courses that you can do that will help you with your financial stewardship. There's even calculators that you can use to determine tax, to determine possible rates that you need to pay when you want to purchase a property. And there are some great apps and tools on Money Varsity. It'll be great if you can register on Money Varsity, and then the person that receives the most bright sparks, it's similar to any other type of it's points that you can get by actually doing courses on Money Varsity. The person with the most points will also get a second prize. Thank you very much, and I hope that you guys can participate, and I would love to get any feedback in the Q&A session.